In order to see how Milwaukee Public Schools stack up against other urban districts around the country, the school system participated for the first time in what's called the National Assessment of Educational Progress. The reason was simple, says Superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools, William Andrikopoulos.
Because if you don't know where you are in relative to how everyone else is doing, you don't know how to get better. So I think it's all part of our improvement efforts.
Test results show 15% of Milwaukee's fourth graders as proficient in math, far less than the 29% of students in large cities. They had to tackle such questions as this: what is 301 minus 75? Just over half the students could get the correct answer. As for eighth grade students, they had an even lower proficiency rating than their younger counterparts. Of the 18 districts that participated, only Detroit had worse math scores. It can be discouraging, says David Driscoll. The former Massachusetts Education Commissioner says schools that have improved tend to have clear goals, accountability, and teacher development. But there's more.
I think what you see is people who are consistently optimistic and forward-leaning. So I think leaders, there are some intangibles, too, that go into it. Maybe we'll be able to corral those.
To find out specifically what's driving success or failure, the Gates Foundation is providing funds to examine instruction in urban districts. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.